USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
King Charles is beginning his reign as British monarch with a solemn pledge to serve with love and loyalty. In a televised address after the death of Queen Elizabeth, Charles praised his mother's dedication to her people, adding it never wavered. DailyMail.com editor Charles Langston talks about what the king did upon his return to London.
Those scenes of him outside Buckingham Palace with Camilla embracing all of those people who had come to pay their respects to his mother, I mean, they brought a tear to my eye. I really became quite emotional at seeing them.
Vice President Kamala Harris says America's leadership in space must be preserved and enhanced.
Which is the recognition, of course, that space can and must be protected for the benefit of all people.
Speaking at NASA in Houston, Harris called it essential to U.S. national and economic security. She promoted the Artemis program, which will return American astronauts to the surface of the moon. Thousands are honoring the life of a Memphis mother who was kidnapped and murdered while jogging. They gathered on the campus of the University of Memphis at 4:20 a.m. Friday morning to complete an 8.2-mile run that Eliza Fletcher was on before her death. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is declaring a state of emergency to boost polio vaccination rates. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman has confirmed his county is the latest to discover a sample of the virus, but cautions it could be linked to oral vaccines given out in Europe.
That oral vaccination can shed, and that shedding can create a test that shows that there is an element of the polio virus.
This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
President Joe Biden attends the groundbreaking for a future Intel microchip facility in Licking County near Columbus, Ohio. President Biden explains why this could lower inflation for Americans.
And as we saw during the pandemic, when factories that make these chips shut down, the global economy comes to a halt, driving up costs for families and everyone, not just here, but around the world.
Chips are essential in both military technology and everyday goods like cars and appliances. The White House says that creating them domestically will strengthen the supply chain and potentially lower costs. This past week, the city of Memphis saw a teacher abducted and killed, along with a deadly shooting spree. Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy assures his office is trying to take a tougher stance against repeat violent offenders.
What a horrible week we have had here in Memphis over the last week. We get that. We understand how the public feels, and we want to reassure the public that we in law enforcement are working around the clock on these cases to prevent things like this from happening in the future.
Josh Duggar's deadline to file an appeal on his child pornography conviction is delayed once again. KNWA-TV reporting this is the third time the former 19 Kids and Counting Stars lawyers have filed for an extension. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes, find the right parts for you, or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.